Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jack McLam Show. 1 hour of the fastest entertainment and news in America. This is the Jack McLam Show, and unfortunately, this is not Jack McLam. This is Drew Malone Raines, the former Marine and major supporter of Jack McLam, a former major in the United States Marine Corps. Today, we're going to have just a few seconds before the first break. We're going to have a long break, and then I'm going to open the lines up for all you callers out there to come in and join me. I have been doing some investigative work today, and I give praise again today to Governor Janet Napolitano and Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico. Governor Janet Napolitano is of Arizona. These people are standing up against these neocons in Washington, D.C., and are putting the people's money of their state to guard the borders of their state. I'd like to know where Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Perry of Texas is at. Foremost in my mind is I would like to know where Ron Paul is. You need to come home, sir, and fight for the people of the state of Texas. I want to give praise to John Stapp Miller and to Ray McGovern in the previous hour. Wasn't that a fantastic show? The news is out there, the truth is out there, and brave men are coming forth. We can't have justice without truth. We can't have peace without justice. That is what I quote from Ray McGovern I heard earlier. And so apt words were never spoken. All you have to do is put it in your heart and think about it. We have a free country, and we do not have great leaders. We have not even good leaders leading our nation. I would give anything to have the leadership in our presidency that President Chavez is doing to Venezuela. You need to wake up and learn what the truth is and not listen to these neocons badmouth probably the greatest dictator, the greatest president of Venezuela's ever had. And standing up behind him are people like Mary McEvlin, who wrote an article for one of the Venezuelan news reporters today, and I want to talk about that a little later. I also want to remind you that we are under martial law. All you have to do is look around. Martial law is here. We, the people, are being ignored. Kent State University, 9:27 a.m. on May the 4th, 1970. This former United States Marine was fighting what I thought was truth and justice in Southeast Asia. Unbeknown to me, four kids were being murdered. They were unarmed, being murdered by National Guardsmen in Kent University, Ohio. All you have to do is get on the net and research this, ladies and gentlemen. Unarmed students protesting the war in Vietnam. They had the right of free speech. They had the right of freedom in America, but their lives were crushed. We don't need to be forgetting those four individuals for standing up for freedom. You can go to May4, 1970.com and pay attention to this history. It is happening right now in Utah, where the federal lawies of the United States and the local authorities of different jurisdictions were ordered out to run a raid on a party that we call today a rave, R-A-V-E. These are where young people go out and have parties in warehouses. The gentleman that did this particular one is out there, and he had a permit. I would like to talk about that when we first come back. We're going to take a short break. I'll have a long segment, and then I'll introduce the phone number for you to call in. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here. This is Jack McLam's hour for A and a Bet and the police and military newsletter hour. This is Drew Raines, former Major, United States Marine Corps, sitting in for Jack. I have got some good news for you. I've done a little research today, and I want to go back to my comments about the police and military harassment of kids, young adults, having a party in Utah, being attacked, thrown to the ground, arrested for having fun at a legally organized event where the promoter had the documents to have this party at a warehouse somewhere. Now, I don't know the whole particulars behind that story, but I guarantee you it's not happening in Venezuela, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening right here in the United States. Democracy is dying in the United States. Democracy is alive in Venezuela. The police confiscated three videotapes at this raid up in Utah, okay? Obviously, of the 1,500 kids and young adults that were at this party, there's got to be more of those, and there's going to be a lot of footage out there. If any of you want to see what the footage is, you can go up there and find it at freetalklive.com. That's freetalklive.com. Click on the Utah concert goers attacked by troops. Ladies and gentlemen, if the President of the United States is going to an area, to your area, rest assured the black-booted thugs are coming, goose-stepping to the doors. You need to wake up. This is not the America that that my father fought for in World War II and my uncle died for in World War II. It is not the land of my great-great-uncle, who is the pride and joy of my mother's family, Smedley Darlington Butler, who was a general, major general in the United States Marine Corps, and in 1933 put a treatise out there, War is a Racket. That publication I have attempted to bring forth for over 12 years to the public eye, and only in the last 2 years are people starting to pay attention to it. It is only because you are listening. It's only because you are passing that treatise around to your friends. If you can't find it, get on the net. FranklySpeakingRadio.com has it posted at his website. Do a search engine. War is a Racket. You will find it. It is there. There's truth. There's justice. Without truth, there is no peace. Remember that. We have terrorists running right around in the United States. We have martial law in the United States. All you have to do is look around and see it. We are actually having a form of fascism in Utah with this harassment of young people. Ladies and gentlemen, MSN Video has a video on the mayor of Salt Lake City standing up and talking to over 1,500 people, and he's making an assertion that this war in Iraq is wrong, illegal, immoral, and we've got men and women dying, our children, our brothers, our sisters, dying for what? For big oil? For Halliburton? We got to wake up. We got to start saying, hey, enough is enough. We lost 66,000 or 63,000 men and women in Southeast Asia. Navy officers, Navy enlisted, Air Force officers, Air Force enlisted, United States Marines in combat, United States Marines that sat in the home bases making sure the men in combat had supplies. United States Army personnel gave their lives at Fire Base Gloria for a little old hill out there. Wake up, America. There's a lot of truth out there. You can get it. RBN brings it forth. Support RBN if you can. Don't take food off your table, but if you've got a few extra dollars, put something out there. Terroristic threatening by by the leaders of America has got to stop. The one I'm talking about right now for the next few seconds is I'm going to talk about Pat Robinson of CBN. That is terroristic threatening, Pat Robinson. You have literally made an accusation against the president of another nation. You have no knowledge of what he's doing for the people. You're being stupid. Mary McElvin wrote an article that was posted on VHeadlines.com, V like in Victor, Headlines.com, news article today. And in her response, she lets us all know right up front, let us all, quoting her, let us all remember that this oil belongs to the people of Venezuela. It does not belong to us, the Americans, unquote, on belong to us. I salute Mary. She's a lady after my own heart. She stood up and she's putting a profile out there for the people. As far as I'm concerned, Pat Robinson, go jump in the lake. Go out there and buy your gas and your oil from Citco Oil Company. They're the ones that are making profit in the millions of dollars that's going to Venezuela. President Chavez, a Democratic elected president, is putting the money back in the hands of the people more ways than you can count on your hand. First of all, he's building hospitals. Second of all, it doesn't cost anything for the Venezuelan people to go into the hospital. It's open to all the poor people. Where's Mr. Bush? Mr. Bush, are you doing anything for the poor people of America, sir? Mr. Chavez, the president of Venezuela, is standing up for the people of Venezuela. He's putting in hospitals. That puts people to work. He's actually has doctors and nurses going to training. His doctors at the universities in Venezuela go to school and practice 7 an 8,000 hours minimum. That's minimum. And they learn their trade. This doesn't sound like a dictator. This sounds like a man who loves his people. He's building roads throughout the country of Venezuela. First of all, that puts more people to work. Secondly, it makes it easier to travel to the main cities where people trade their goods. That doesn't sound like a dictator to me. It doesn't sound like he's putting billions of dollars of cash money from oil revenues in a bank in some foreign country or in a box and burying it in some hole in the ground somewhere like a former dictator did in another country. Thirdly, Mr. Chavez has said, you neocons, y'all own my land, y'all own my country's land that is good for growing crops and food. We were an agricultural nation before 1920, and you came in here with your engineers, and you've prostituted yourselves in bringing forth, making this nation an oil-based nation. Now we supplies, we're number four in this hemisphere, and we're number four on the list supplying oil to the United States. Where's the profits going? It's going to build hospitals. It's going to build roads. It's going to supplement the cost of the land that he's giving. Did I say giving? I said giving. Not in the history in this hemisphere since the United States had land grants and giving away lands under the Freedom of Land Acts of the 1800s. Has anybody broke down and gave away free land? President Chavez, sir, I salute you. If you need a training officer, I'll come and work for pennies as long as I get three meals on the day. I will help you bring forth your men and women to stand and fight against any neocon who wants to bring a war to your doorsteps that's not right, immoral, and totally wrong. Pat Robinson, put that in your peace pipe. You are no Christian. You are no Christian. You are nothing but an evil man who wants to take out an honest man who cares for people. Pat Robinson, you sit in that million-dollar home, and you get on the idiot box, and you try to bring forth some improper legalese that is wrong, immoral, and untrue. Pat Robinson, you have divorced yourself from my teachings of what Christianity is all about. You, sir, are no Christian. As far as I'm concerned, the FCC needs to pull your license. That is my personal viewpoint. To all those that are listening out there, if you've got time, next time you have to go out there and buy these inflated prices of a gallon of gasoline, go to Citgo. Help support President Chavez. He is doing things for his people. You may want to call it socialism, but if that's socialism, I want it here. I would love to see people to be able to go to a hospital and get free Medicaid and not have to worry about losing their house or being sued in a courtroom or because they couldn't get help for their wife, their daughter, their sister, their brother, their mother, their father. To me, President Chavez deserves a Medal of Honor in my book. He cares about the people. And I don't know of anybody else in this hemisphere that's doing anything for their people except Janet Napolitano of Arizona and Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico and the mayor of Utah. The mayor of Utah who stood up and talked to the VFW's personnel and said that the war in Iraq was wrong. This is just a few hours before Bush came in. The people in the VFW did not appreciate Mr. Bush and his stance on this, and they let him know about it. In one instance, on live television, he made a statement, shut up, be quiet. And we all heard it. It was there. The man speaks from both sides of his mouth. I've got a split family with seven sisters, and several of them are totally against me because I bring forth the truth, and they come in with the saying that I want to overthrow an honest government. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got more to say on this issue. We're going to have a little break because we have to pay for the airwaves. Our sponsors are coming up. Please support our sponsors. I'll be right back in a short break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam Show. This is former Major United States Marine Corps Drew Malone Reigns III. We welcome you back to this fast hour of entertainment news. We ask you people out there to take time and listen to RBN as much as you can. And remember, the archives of all the programs are free at www.rbnlive.com. You can get plenty of information from Frankly Speaking Radio on their news site for the news and views of the day. And all I'm doing today is sitting in for Jack, who him and his wife are out at the hospital. I'm bringing forth a little tidbits of these news items that I felt were important. We'll go to Jeff in Texas in just 1 second. I want to reiterate one thing about President Chavez. At the present time, his popularity is 68% of the people in Venezuela. When he was elected to the president on his second term around, he got 59% of the elected vote. 59% of the elected vote. The people came out and spoke on the election of October the 31st of 2004, where President Chavez's party gained control of the elected people in 20 of 22 of the states. This is a full democracy in Venezuela. Ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't sound like some dictator to me. It sounds like an honest man, and it doesn't sound like that democracy has fallen in Venezuela. Mary McEvlin has said it very correctly. She only had a short period of information to get out there, but what she did put out there, I'm going to tell you, there are six major political parties in Venezuela. Six major political parties. That doesn't sound like a dictatorship to me. With that said, Jeff in Texas, come on board and let's hear what you got to say, sir.
Hey, Semper Fi, Major. Good to finally talk to you one-on-one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, there's so many things going on right now. You got the Utah terrorization by the state and local authorities. You've got Chavez. You got Chertoff backing off and talking about changing the INS structure to fight illegal immigrants. But I wanted to make two comments about this outrage about Casey Nethercott and Ranch Rescue. Basically, Casey having his ranch taken from him by some shyster lawyers from the Southern Poverty Law Center and given over to two illegal immigrants that busted across his property. Savage is talking about this issue right now on his show, and it's going to really send ripples through the Patriot community. Basically, you know, land was taken from this Casey Nethercott because they caught two people coming across into their property, and they went to take them to federal authorities, and these lawyers came back and said, the ranch rescue guys abused them. And there's two things I wanted to say about this. One, I have no idea why the ranch rescue folks haven't been on Patriot Radio recently talking about this case. I first heard about it today after the decision's already been made. What's going on here?
I can't reply on that because I only heard about it this afternoon, and you're right on. And this is one of the things that I praise everybody that listens to Jack's show, is that to network information and get it out there. I'm on your side 100%. Something is totally wrong with the government. Something's totally wrong with the crooked lawyers. We have a big problem when somebody goes in and wants to sue for somebody else's land when we've got an attack of illegal immigrants coming across the border with their drugs and all the other stuff that they're bringing. Not only do they bring drugs, they bring guns. Not only do they bring guns and drugs, they bring diseases. And they're killing our people. Even the people that are from other countries who go through the legal process to buy homes and live here are upset at what's going on.
Things are reaching a boiling point very quickly here. So many things are happening.
You're exactly right.
I just wanted to make a practical suggestion. I think it's time for people to start putting their assets, their property, their vehicles, etc., into unincorporated private trust to protect them from these lawyers.
I'm glad you said that because Jack McLam has probably one of the very best trusts available. And those of you out there that have the funds, you need to realize no matter where you get your trust, you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay some big bucks for it. And a lot of them out there are not worth the paper they're wrote on. Jack McLam's trust from Aid and Abet newsletter has already been in the fray. It's already been into the court system. It's already been under the appeal process. And guess what? Jack McLam won. The trust stood up all the way to the fact that the appeal courts actually stood up and for it 100%. And you're right on, Jeff. You really are. People need to wake up, network, get the information out there. We need to unite to help this family where their land has been taken from them. And there's got to be some recourses out there of appeal and putting these illegal aliens where they belong. That's in jail or on a bus and send them back to where they came from. They have no rights regardless of what happened to them when they were illegally on somebody's property. They gave up that right by being here illegally.
Yeah, absolutely. And the federal government's coming out every day with new laws to use against people's property and against their persons. And if people break the Social Security contract and they also set up private trusts, they take themselves out of the loop legally from all of this new federal legislation, and they put themselves back under common law. I mean, I realize at some point, Russ, that the hammer's going to drop and we're going to have to fight. But in the meantime, we've got to do what's practical and peaceful.
And that's very right. You're right on, Jeff, and I appreciate your call. Dave Wilson, we're going to be bringing you up right after this, and I think you can again highlight on that. Thank you, Jeff, and network with your friends. We'll be right back after this 30-second or 1-minute break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it. And put a jingle in your pocket.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringHemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringhemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is the Jack McLam's Hour for Aid and Abet Newsletter, and the callers are out there. I'm going to give you a just in. President Chavez has made the comment that he doesn't know who Pat Robertson is, and frankly, I don't care. Thank you, sir. I salute this great leader of Venezuela. People say that he's not doing his job. His military, under his direction, have just seized drug shipment of 3.3 million pounds of cocaine. Oh, wow. Now, that doesn't sound like me to me that this is a dictator hell-bent on not working with eliminating drug trade. Oh, I said a bad word. Eliminating drug trade. Man, the powers out there that are trying to eliminate drug trade coming into the into America seem to be being attacked and being subverted, saying that they're the bad guys. Ladies and gentlemen, President Chavez is in a definitive message out of my voice. He is a better president than anything that we've had in the so-called White House in recent memory. With that said, I'd like to bring forth David Wilson from Arkansas. Come on board, David. Welcome to Jack McLam's Hour.
Semper Fi. And
Semper
amen,
Fi.
Bro.
Amen. Thank you very much. God bless you, sir.
God bless you.
We want to praise you for your workstation and your work center that you had last Sunday. We heard it was fantastic.
Well, we had a great turnout, Drew. It was very, very satisfying, and the folks learned a lot of new stuff.
You have a website out there, David. What is it?
That's no.
You forgot.
No. Yeah, it just got launched last Wednesday. It's No More Serfs, SERFS.com.
No More Serfs, SERFS.com.
Right on.
Oh, and that's all one word, nomoreserfs.com. Those of you that are out there in RBN land, take your time out when you get a chance and jump up there to David's site. It's got some interesting information, and I guarantee you it can help set you free and bring forth some truth.
You bet. It's all for breaking the chains of tyranny.
Yes, sir. What else can we do for you, David?
Well, I just wanted to compliment you on your great work there, Drew, and keep it up. And
wait a minute. You and I go back a long ways.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Give my best regards to Jack.
Oh,
too.
Heard that.
And, you know, he was one of our five great presenters at the first Arkansas Liberty rally we had about 3 years ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He came here back in 1992 to help a sheriff attempt to help bring forth an honest sheriff to Pulaski County government too.
Right.
And,
well, he also came out here to investigate the murder of Gordon Call and the sheriff there.
Yes, sir. He is one of those men that really believes that there has to be truth, and without truth there can't be justice, and without the justice there can't be any peace. And that man is a real asset to RBN, and you and I know where he comes from, and I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was just a big statement of fact you just made. Well, y'all take care and have a good one.
Thank you for calling in, Dave. And, again, what's that website of yours?
NoMoreSurfs.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, NoMoreSurfs.com.
Well, you know, that was kind of after the warning that Thomas Jefferson left us with. You know, when you put the creation of money in the hands of private bankers, you're going to end up serfs on the land your fathers fought and died for.
Yes, sir. He who controls the money controls everything.
You bet, and that's where we're at today.
God bless you, Dave. Keep up the great work. I will hope to be able to help you in your next seminar.
Great. Take care.
Take care. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dave Wilson, one of the big-time Patriot freedom fighters here in Northwest Arkansas. And you will be able to find him on his website. In the archives, there is two shows that Frankly Speaking Radio did, and with David as a guest. You can learn some great information from those archive show. And any of the other shows that RBN puts out there, they're fantastic shows. And you can go up there, and believe it or not, unlike all the other so-called Freedom Radio Networks, John Stadtmiller allows all the archives to be archived and presented to you free. All you have to do is go to rbnlive.com. And while you're there, check out the sponsors and support those sponsors out there. And you can download this information for free. If you don't want to download it, you can order it up. It's pretty cheap. Call their 800 number and order it down. It's not bad to get the archive shows to pass around to your friends. With that said, maybe we can bring John in Arizona on board. John in Arizona, you there?
Hey, Drew, how you doing?
One day at a time, John. How's everything in Arizona?
It's pretty hot down here.
Pretty hot?
Yeah.
Well, I got news for you. You got one of the best governors that I could actually stand up and salute and work with.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I mean, she's a Democrat, but
I don't hold that against her.
No, right now she's doing okay. I mean, she's doing pretty good with the border situation. But I just wanted to talk about the tyranny that we're running into in this country here. I think, you know, you had a listener call in and say that it's going to end up in a fight with the government. I can definitely see that coming here very soon. And they're, you know, Drew, they're getting prepared for it, you know, but us fellow Marines and Navy personnel like myself, We swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And as far as I'm concerned, the domestic enemies are in Washington, D.C. right now. And, you know, they're getting prepared from what I've heard. You know, they're training our troops at Fort Bragg, to take care of domestic terrorists.
They're doing that. You're exactly right. Fort Bragg and Fort Polk, Louisiana, they're doing it all across America, right in front of our noses.
Yep, they're doing it. Right
they're doing it at 29 Palms. It's just not the Army. It's the Air Force and the Marine Corps.
But, we need to wake those guys up to what's going on. I think some of them know. I think they're just keeping quiet, though.
In all honesty, I know several lieutenant colonels as well as what is referred to as a captain in the United States Navy. A captain in the Navy is an 06.
Mm-hmm.
A captain in the Marine Corps is an 03.
Right.
And the captains that I know that are in the Navy have discussed privately behind the scenes that they're not going to put up with this.
Yeah.
If it comes to shoot their fellow Americans, at some point it's going to come to no way. More education, what you're saying, John, is we need a little bit more education about what happened at Kent State in the hands of the young military today. Can you imagine how those military men in May of 1970 feel today that killed those four kids?
Oh, man, they've got to feel so
you know,
bad about
that
right now. I mean, I'm sure they regret it.
Well, one of them committed suicide.
They were just following orders, right?
They were following orders. Exactly right.
They didn't question authority, but, I didn't really question authority neither until after I got out of the service and I started wondering the things that I was being told.
Exactly right.
That wasn't the truth, you know?
I heard that, John. I heard that. No. And I'm glad to see that you're out there in Arizona supporting Janet Napolitano in the fight about the invasion from Mexico, because it's not just Mexicans that's coming. Well, as a matter of fact, I dare say it's not as many Mexicans coming across as there are from other countries in South America, as well as some evil people from Europe. And George Bush, sir, where are you? You're not doing your job protecting our borders.
That guy has committed treason. I can't believe you even have seven sisters that still support this.
Not all of them support him, but three
no,
do.
I mean, don't they realize that this government is a criminal?
I put the information in their hands daily, and it's just like tooth and nail. If one of these days, if I could ever convince all my seven sisters to smile at the same table and say a prayer with me, that will be the most fantastic thing in my entire life.
Well, hey, Drew, just think of all the wonderful programs that they got planned for everybody here in the United States. They'll wake up here eventually.
Eventually they will.
It's not going to take much longer.
Yeah, a few of these bunks. Cars with handcuffs on the side of the wall.
Exactly, right. They'll be woken up real
quick.
All
right. I appreciate your call, John. I want you to come back. I want you to network with your friends and get the information out there and let your friends know about RBN.
All right.
Okay, John?
Okay, bye.
God bless. Semper Fi. Renee in North Carolina, come on board and let's see what you got. You do a good call on Frankly Speaking Radio, so now you're on Jack's show.
Good evening, Drew.
Good evening.
I was calling about the whole thing with South America. I want to make sure that people understand something because, you know, some people hop on something so fast, almost like it's welfare or something. Chavez is not giving those people the land. He's giving those people back their land.
Exactly, Renee. That's exactly right. It's their land. It's their oil. And he's and all he is the person that has the escrow that is holding on to that money for the oil and the land for the people, and he's returning it to them free of charge.
Well, see, he's got a conscience. To me, in a way, he's doing the Christian thing, giving back these indigenous people the land so they can farm and live off of it instead of being impoverished. And over here we have, in the country that is supposed to be occupying the moral high ground, what do we have here? We have a big conservative Christian, Tom DeLay's lobbyist friend. I think his name's Abrams or Abernoff or something. who is a dual Israeli American citizen, who it's not like the Indians haven't been screwed over enough. They've been had their land taken and over 200 treaties broken. But what is this Israeli dual citizen friend of conservative Tom DeLay doing? He is still sticking it to the Indians, conning them out of their money.
Isn't that the truth? Well said, Renee. I really appreciate that. And nowhere on this planet has treaties and promises to an indigenous people been broken more so than by the United States government of Washington, D.C. on the American Indians and the Alaskan Natives than what we have.
This is a rich, rich, rich land. There could have been enough to share with them and us. There was no need for so much theft and thievery of those people because there was so much plenty here.
They
didn't have to be so greedy.
Renee, it was called greed, and Thomas Jefferson was trying to help set up that territory when he purchased the Louisiana Purchase. And everything west of the Mississippi River, that of the land that he bought illegally from Napoleon, was supposed to be set up as a gigantic reservation, so to speak, of land, with the exception of the lower boot section that you and I know as Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And the war of the Revolutionary War, you being from Louisiana, know that the only battle fought out of the 13 colonies was fought in 1789 in the battle at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and most people don't even know that.
Well, I'm noticing, you know what, Drew, I see right now with the anti-war people or anybody who's kind of a populist who is for the people like Chavez, or if you were anti-war, I'm seeing the old communist socialist club being drug out into slur people who support anti-war or where the people get a fair shake instead of just government, powerful government and corporate figures getting all the money. They always try to slam us back into submission with that slur.
Well said, and we have fascism in Utah, and all you people out there that are listening on board, Renee from North Carolina is a former Louisiana girl that had to leave the state because of the corruption of the court system. She probably wouldn't like that to be known to everybody, but and she chimes in with me because we, being a Louisiana person, I got news for you. If Pat Robinson ever comes to Arkansas or to Louisiana, I'm going to make it be known that I'm home to my home state, and I'm going to do what is referred to in Louisiana is grab the sheriff and tell him to arrest the man for terroristic threatening against an honest president who looks out for the people, and that honest president is not the president of the United States. It's the president of Venezuela. Renee, thank you for the call. I got a lady on board from Louisiana. I'd like to get that call before we wrap the hour up. Thank you very much, Renee. Paul, are you still out there? If you are, you said, I thought I heard you say we had a lady from Louisiana. Oh, a guy. We have Richard from Louisiana. Bring him on board.
My ancestors are Cajuns. They settled southwest Louisiana. I'm in Louisiana right now.
I heard that. The Cajuns came in from Nova Scotia. And as
intolerance.
You got that right.
Also, sir, the Taliban, I don't know if they were good or bad, but you know what? They stopped the flow of drugs from Afghanistan.
Exactly, and I do know that. When the drug trade was stopped, the powers behind the scenes said, wait a minute, we got to do something about getting these drugs redone.
Also,
brought back.
10 soldiers and Nixon's coming.
Yes, sir. They talk about the terrorism of Southeast Asia. That could have been nipped in the bud and never started under the presidency of Truman. And it lingered there for 8 years under Eisenhower. And John Kennedy was lied to. And it was basically to keep a Roman Catholic president in power who was a dictator, an evil man at that time. Being from South Louisiana, you very well know that.
I am Catholic.
Yeah, I was going to say, you very well know that most of South Louisiana is Catholic.
Oh, yes, I'm here to attest to it. I am Catholic.
Yes, sir. And 90% of the people in Venezuela are Catholic.
Right.
I just our biggest problem with Venezuela is they speak the Spanish language
Portuguese,
of Spain.
I thought.
And
no, Brazil speaks Portuguese.
Brazil speaks, yes,
Spanish.
Sir. Venezuelans speak, 90% of the population speaks Spanish, and that is not the Mexican language, that
right,
is the Spanish language of Spain. You
right.
can grab citizens from Madrid and citizens from Caracas, put them in the same room, and you wouldn't be, after listening to them talk, you wouldn't be able to tell where they were from.
We are being invaded. We are being invaded from the south.
Yes, sir.
Remember,
we're not being invaded. You're not going to find anybody from Venezuela coming up here.
Right, right,
because,
right.
Because they've got an honest president down there that really cares about their people.
Thank
you know,
you,
Richard,
sir.
You're right on point. The drug trade was nipped in the bud under the Taliban, but we had to go in there and kick the Taliban out because the drug trade was gone.
Right. And always, sir, I support my local militia, death to the New Order, long the Republic. And God save the Republic.
God bless you. I appreciate your call there, Richard.
I'm a son of a Marine.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Call back again. Network with your friends. We'll be back in, to wrap up the hour in just a second here. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We'll be right back. God bless you all.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aronizer. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got the tail hook down, and we're coming in fast and furious to wrap the show up. We got one more caller before, just before we bring him on board. I've got this one quote. of all the frictional resistances, the one that most retards human movement is ignorance. That's Nikola Tesla. Nikolai Tesla. With that said, I want you all to know that Ain't a Bad Police Military Newsletter needs your help. Jack McLam needs your help. His phone number, area code 208-935-7852. Area code 208-935-7852. If you got time, give them a call and subscribe to the newsletter. Paul, let's bring the gentleman on next. That's Roger from Pennsylvania. Roger, come on board and let's wrap this show up.
Yeah, thanks. I'd like to tell a lot of your appreciative listeners how they can save $100 this and every year in a way they feel real good about. And save the first savings right away to the network, because if this network doesn't only survive but expand, it's going to be too big a vacuum to be really tolerable.
Yes, sir.
And the way they do that, I'm guessing at least about a quarter of your listeners get that rotten so-called local newspaper, which they're paying anywhere from $180 to $250 a year for, where the money goes right into the pockets of the Illuminati One Worlder burgers.
Yes, sir.
Now, they just as soon go under rather than even put a nominal conservative editorial from a Thomas Sowell or a Walter Williams even, let alone somebody more appertained. But here's how you do it. They're rapidly hemorrhaging subscribers, and they definitely need those to, because their revenue comes off the advertising. So you cancel that subscription inside of 1-2 weeks, 1-2 months at the most. They're going to call you up, and you're going to offer to pay them 50% of the current subscription price. That's all you're willing to pay. They're going to give you that newspaper. Now, if you've got to do that for a few weeks, now, some of the folks need the paper. They may well need it. Others just as discretionary. But, you know, you can always go down to that donut shop or the recycle bin and get those paper, or the next-door neighbor.
Go to the library and get it brand new every morning.
Well, there you go. You can do that a little inconvenience for a few weeks. And by all means, I'm begging you, please support the networking. God bless you all.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. That was a good call in, Roger. Networking, that's what it's all about, bringing forth truth. You got to get the truth out there. Without truth, we can't have justice. Without justice, we can't have peace. Okay? Remember that, ladies and gentlemen. With that said, I want you to remember 59% of the people elected President Chavez in his country, and this is a democracy that is out there protecting even America with all the outrages of immoral, non-Christian people who want to get rid of Chavez. Chavez is the greatest thing that's happened to this hemisphere. He's the greatest thing that's happened to Venezuela. You think I'm pounding on the desk for this man? You got that right. I would serve under him tomorrow afternoon. I wish and pray I was young enough to go down there and set up a military, and if I had the money to go down there and set up a training school for the general population. Ladies and gentlemen, in this last hour, we brought forth information and truth. It's all out there. It's on the internet. You don't have to believe me. You can research it for yourself. To Mary McEvelyn, thank you, ma'am. I really appreciated your article today. It was fantastic. To the listeners that called in, please network with your friends and pass the information around. Get the information out there. The truth will set you free. God bless you until the next time. God bless you all. Peter Shank is coming up. Take your time and listen to him. If Peter Shank isn't up at 6 a.m. in the morning, Frankly Speaking Radio will be coming up. God bless you all.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.